Hey guys, welcome to Two Sisters Unscripted. This is Caitlin.
And I'm Megan.
And we're so grateful to have you guys here for our fifth episode. Super exciting. Five down, a lifetime of episodes to go.
Whoop, whoop. Get used to us because we're not going anywhere.
Yes, exactly. Megan and I, before we get started with this podcast, we just wanted to say happy Black History Month. It is February. And we want to share this post that actually We The Urban posted on their page on Instagram. So, Black history cannot be contained. It cannot be limited to the shortest month of the year. Yet it stands as a vital reminder to continue uplifting Black voices, advocating for equality, and decolonizing our perspectives today and always. We both believe and, you know, agree that, of course, it's great that we have a month to really highlight Black culture, Black people, Black voices, but it shouldn't just be a month. We should be doing this all year long. So we challenge you guys that if you are not familiar, maybe this month you can, you know, take a step and dive into Black culture, and maybe that's watching whether it's through movies, books, music, food, just going out, meeting new people, just something that's really highlighting different Black voices, Black artists, Black actors, actresses. So happy Black History Month.
Yes, indeed.
And with that, we are topic this podcast episode is about joy.
We want to discuss finding and or regaining your joy. Caitlin, when you hear joy, what is like your definition? Like, what would you say your definition of joy is?
So I would say my definition of joy is definitely just something like a feeling of like happiness, of bliss, maybe. I think it can also be like a feeling of like peace and contentment as well. I think a lot of people, we think, oh, it's just like we're happy, happy, happy. But I think it's also being content in your space. And like in a way that also allows you to just thrive in that space too. Cause you're like, wow, I love it here. You know, it's like, you ever seen the episode of The Simpsons, and he's in bed and he's like, I'm a big toasty cinnamon bun or something like that. So it's just like this feeling of like being
content. Joy.
And joy. Yeah. I mean, being wrapped up in my blankets bring me joy. So that's kind of what I think, how I perceive joy and what I take joy as. How about you?
When I hear joy, I think, agreed. Like, I agree with you. Happiness, that feeling of content, but also like makes my heart happy. So yeah. For example, my kids bring me the biggest amount of joy. They do drive me crazy and I love them, but they just seeing them learn new things every day just brings me joy. And the way Aaron loves school brings me joy. But even small things like a movie night with Sean brings me joy. Like when it's quiet and the kids are in bed and we can watch a movie and have a glass of wine.
That's her husband.
Yes. I feel like I've mentioned him before.
I don't know if you mentioned his name, though.
Oh, well, yes. Sean is my husband. Shout out to Sean. He brings me joy. But also, like, being around family and even talking about the memories. Like, talking about mom is hard. But those fun memories, especially the funny ones, bring me joy. Like, they make my heart happy with how her memory's still alive.
So I'm laughing because I was thinking, literally, like 2 days ago, I was thinking of when the end of the table and she...
So let me try to sum this story up for you guys because I know where Caitlin's going with this. Our mom had one of the like electric wheelchairs. It had like the, what would it be called? A toggle?
It's a power wheelchair with, yeah, like
the toggle.
Yeah.
And she was pulling up to the table and I was at the other end of the table. Her arm, like her sleeve, got stuck on the toggle and she couldn't stop, and she pinned me between the table and the cabinet.
And just like what was so funny about it is like it just kept going, you know. So
she,
like,
couldn't get her arm off. Like it, yeah, just stuck.
So it just kept going, and Megan's like, I'm obviously laughing hysterically. And it was just really funny. So yeah, I thought of that like 2 days ago. I don't know why it came up in my memory, but then you just mentioned it, like the funny stories. Obviously, I just like it's just so funny. I can replay it back, like, oh, yeah. Like picture perfect in my head.
And then finally taking her sleeve off of it and her going, I wouldn't be able to do that again if I tried. Well, let's hope you're not going to try, Mom.
Oh, gosh.
But yes, but see, like, talking about the funny memories still bring me joy, even though she's not here with us.
Yeah, of course. I think you mentioned, I heard you mention just a lot of things regarding other people. And I think that's also fair to say, too, that there can be moments of joy that kind of stems from other people in your life. And then there can be moments of joy where it's like internal and this is you. And it's like you're feeling this joy because of XYZ versus like I'm feeling this joy because of something external or some person or some environment. So I think that's pretty like cool too, because then we can just see how joy really impacts us in different ways, and the variety of ways and places, rather, people that it can come from as well. So I would agree with that, though. Family is definitely a big one. Family brings me a lot of joy. My friends bring me a lot of joy, and I get joy also from seeing them doing the things that bring them joy. And I think this kind of goes into our last podcast when we were talking about friendships too. Yeah. It's like, we get joy when we can see our friends thriving, and we see that because we see how happy it makes them, and that makes us happy. And I mean, I think that's like true friendship right there. You know, that's like a ride or die, or you're like, okay, you're thrive. I love this for you.
So I'm going to use that to kind of steer into your joy. And the joy I saw in you, I heard you on the phone when you called me to tell me that you played basketball the other day.
Bruh, I told you because I just crushed up on some 14-year-olds. You know, so
but you were so happy to be playing basketball again.
I was so happy to be winning. No, I'm just
and kidding. There it is.
kidding. But y'all, so really quick story about these 14-year-olds. We were just shooting around, and these 14-year-olds come up, and it was three of them, and there was like three of us just shooting around, and they were like, you want to run a game? And the two people that were there, they were kind of like hesitant. I was like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, let's do it, right? Like, because they came all excited and running a game. I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, let's just run the game. And then the other, like the two other guys, they were like, yeah, sure. So we ended up running this game, and it was so funny because I had a New York Liberty t-shirt on, and they were like, oh, you play for the Liberty? And I was like, wow. I said, y'all hype me up, right? Because not only did they ask if I play for the Liberty, but then they were like, did you play in college? I'm like, oh my gosh. And I put this on my story on Instagram, but it was funny because in that moment, I'm like, you guys really don't play with a lot of women. And that's fine, right? But it's so much so that you're thinking, I play for a professional basketball team. I'm like, man, y'all are hyping me up too much. But it's all going to go to my head. And it's already too big. The head's already too big. But
her head does not need to get any bigger.
But what I did actually, yes, like I was super like, just happy to be back and, like, running. And I'm not going to front, like, I've been trying to get back into basketball anyways, because you're right. It is one of those things that bring me joy. But I was like, thank God, like, my first time actually running a game like this is against, like, 14-year-olds. Because, like, it's a nice way to, like, ease into it, right? But
thank you, 14-year-olds out there, for letting Caitlin find her joy again in basketball.
But what I found really also really important about it, and that this in itself made me happy too, is that if I was that woman that was now exposing them to, like, women players, that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I was excited about doing, because they're like, you play college, you play Liberty, you play all that. Oh my God, you're so good, blah, 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 blah. And
you're, it's like, I'm just a lady that likes to play basketball.
Right. So, but it was cool to, like, be able to, like, be that representation for them of a woman, because I was the only one on the court. Like, I was the only woman on the court. And it was cool to also be that representation and, like get involved with that and just have a good time too. Like, we were all laughing, like, there was no hard feelings, like, good sportsmanship, everything like that. So yeah, no, basketball is definitely one of those things that this year I've also been, like, trying to be more intentional about. I had mentioned that I wanted to be intentional about doing the things that do bring me joy again. And basketball is really one of those things for me. And growing up, you know, like, basketball was it for me. Like, I loved basketball. And
oh, I know.
Too, like, it's not even just the joy side of it, but it's the peace that it brings me as well. Like, basketball was always that like, safe feeling. You know, when, like, chaos was hitting the fan, when life was hitting the fan and all this stuff was going down, and, like,
basketball was your escape.
Yeah, and that's that. Thank you. Yes, escape is perfect. But it was, like, so as an escape, it had me, helped me to find, like, peace, to find joy.
And friends. Like, you met so many friends playing basketball.
100%.
And connections. Like,
yeah,
it was very good for you.
Yeah, like, whether that was through, like, the school team, whether through AAU. So, 100%. And I just really enjoy getting back to that. So, and I was at the Y the other day, and I was just shooting around, and this girl, this woman came in, and her handles were nice, right? So I was like, so when I was leaving, I ended up chatting her up, and I said, wow, like, you got some nice handles. And she goes, your shot is nice. So we ended up exchanging numbers. So,
oh, awesome.
Like, yeah, I was like, we got to see. I want to get, like, more, like, gym friends and girlfriends that are, like, in the gym and playing basketball as well, because I just think that, and who knows, maybe we can start, like, a big group here of, like, just women going to gym and, like, dominating the spaces, just a group of women just coming and being like, we're playing basketball now.
That would be awesome. I'd love to see it.
It's better when you're in a pack than when it's one.
Oh yeah.
You gotta come in just, like, a whole wolf pack, just ready to do, like, a you got served situation, but basketball style. But yeah, it's been really fun to get back into it and just shooting around, and so yeah. But that's one of the many things. So I'm excited to keep that going, and I will keep you guys posted on how it continues to evolve.
Well, I'm proud of you for going back out there.
Oh, thank you. And my old back, my old knees.
I don't want to hear it.
We trying.
So one of the things that I'm doing to find my joy again, other than being a mom, and I am going back to work a couple hours a week. I am going to work at a local gym. So if you guys are in the Capital District area, DM us.
That's New York. Information.
Yes, New York. Sorry, guys.
Like, we gotta, like, specify what state.
New York's Capital District. DM us. Like, I'll answer any questions. But it will be really nice to get out there and talk to other adults again and take that me time out of the house, and staying after my shift and working out and like killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm also anxious about it. I've never been away from the kids like that long.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, one step at a time.
I think though too, I feel like I say this at every podcast. I'm not a parent, right? I just like throw that in. I'm not a parent. Because it's just, I can't speak on experience. So that's why I say that. Obviously, it's, you know, sometimes easier to say stuff when you haven't gone through it. But at the same time, I think this is going to be really good for you and also important as well. Because, yeah, it's going to be your first time, like, really navigating that now where you're kind of stepping away from actually being with the kids, like, all the time. But not only this, like, yeah, there's, of course, underlying reasons why, you know, we're getting the job. But also, oh, no, I'm yawning.
Oh, God. Sorry, guys. She wants a lot.
I do.
Like, every podcast we record, she has a few.
But I think it's also good because, like, now you're intentionally taking this time for you.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, like, you're intentionally taking this time. And, yeah, like, people might think, like, oh, okay, well, you're taking this time for a job. It's like, okay, it's still time. Like, you're still doing something. You're still going out and interacting with people. You're still having the opportunity to then work out after, like, that's still your time, you know? And I think that can make a huge difference, too, of just being able to interact with other folks, you know, and just being an environment that you've been trying to be in anyways, you know, and it's been a little bit difficult to get back because of the kids. So I think it's gonna be, like, really great.
This is kind of like, to go into the joy topic, like, this is me finding joy during a very stressful time in life.
Yeah.
And it's really hard when you're going through stuff like at home or financially or with friends. It's hard to find your joy and able to have relations, like healthy relationships with other people. You have to focus on yourself. Like, what's the saying? Like, I can't take care of someone else if I'm not taking care of myself first.
Yeah.
And so whether you're going through stuff with a relationship, a job, like, you have to take the time to find what sparks your joy before you can focus on your surroundings. And 100%. I don't want to be, like, just the stay-at-home mom. And I know I'm so much more, but, like, that's how it feels after 40-plus hours a week when Sean's at work and I'm at home and he comes home and, yes, I have a partner in crime, but I'm still doing the same things.
Yeah.
So it will be nice to kind of break up the repetitiveness that is my life right now.
Yeah. And I think it also is going to give you something else to, like, look forward to, because you're right. If there's consistent, like, repetition in your day and it's not like a same repetition of, like, okay, you're going to work, you're interacting with people. It's you being their mom. And one, that's a job in itself. Oh my God.
I'm just tired of cleaning up the same toys every day, twice a day, washing the same dishes, hearing the same Miss Rachel and Blippi episodes. I love them, but I'm just exhausted.
Wait, we got to bring Bluey back.
Oh, we watched like 6 hours of Bluey today. It's the best thing to put on the background for us adults and the kids because everyone loves it.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah. We love Bluey. Shout out to Bluey. We need more episodes.
Yeah, we do. We need more. We need more. No, but I think this is going to be a really great, like, transition for you into doing this as well, because I think it's now setting up a routine for you as well, because, I mean, once the kids are fully in school, then what? You know, it's kind of like, okay, you've already kind of set that, kind of that precedent if you wanted to return back to work was something that you wanted to do, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's great. I think you're just going to thrive in the environment, but I think it's gonna be great too.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think it's really awesome to still kind of try to balance all that as well, which in itself is hard. I mean, it really is hard to just balance being a mom. Like, guys, when I go home, I'm like, oh my gosh. I definitely think at some point, like, I do think I will like to be a mom, but I'm like, you know what? Well, one, I have to find a partner first, right? That's number one. But number two, it's hard. It's hard, especially if you have a career before that, right? So it's like, it's what you did. You had a business and you had to make like sacrifices to then take care of these new people that, yes, ultimately they bring you joy, but you're right. Like, you're putting more into them, and it's kind of like, how can we even it out? And how can I do this and bring myself joy and do things that I still have joy so I can be the best version for them?
I mean, it kind of circles back to last week's work-life balance. Or no, that was the week before. Work-life balance is like, I am looking forward to getting out of the house. Yes, it's going to be hard to leave them a couple nights a week, but it also, like, I'm very excited for them to have that one-on-one time with their dad as well.
Yeah.
And I know he is too, because we love, like, hanging out as a family at night, but they see me all day long. Like, just me and then me and Sean. Like, it will be really nice for them to have that time with him and do dinner with him. And I know he's looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Like, just having dad and kid outings and, like, stuff we do all the time during the day. Like, he's going to have fun with them at night, so.
Yeah. I think, too, obviously, like, doing this at a gym, I think you're going to find that joy in that, too. Because, obviously, I've been getting back to consistently going to the gym, I think, all of last year, just because of just mental health. Really, when I was in the gym, is mostly when I was instructing my classes. So I wasn't really active in my strength training or my functional training. And I mean, I'm back to it. And it's just been really great, because it's like something I'm now looking forward to, is like looking forward to that progress. And it's kind of like it's like this excitement, you know, of, hey, like, I'm doing this. And okay, so like, I used a hip thrust like for, I think it was like 420 was the most like I would hip thrust. And it's like this excitement of like, oh, I'm amping back up to that. Yeah. Or like my box squats, I would do like 225 or something. So it was like the excitement of like amping back up to that. And like, it's been really exciting. Definitely nerve-wracking still. Like, there's a couple Y's here in my area, and I've been working out like early in the mornings, and I've been going to this Y that's a little bit smaller. So I've been going to those like smaller Y's, so there's not as many people. Mm-hmm. And I have been actively trying to find gym buddies. So if you are in my area,
please. Without giving location.
I'm like, how do I know? But I just am looking for a gym buddy. I've been looking for a gym buddy. All my friends, you know, I always ask, and I think it's hard because, like, we have different goals in mind, and that's totally fine. But I definitely been, like, trying to find a gym buddy, so just trying to get someone to get after it with. But it's been really exciting to do and to get back into, and
I'm looking forward to that, just getting back into the fitness routine and having more of a routine.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can work out at home, but I don't, because trying to work out with kids is impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, I could use them as weights, but they are the most
squirmy,
out-of-control weights.
Yeah.
I pick Keegan up, and he's kicking and laughing, and then I'm laughing because, you know, our labs are contagious. But it's me time.
Yeah.
Like, I can put in my headphones. I can work out, like, before or after my shift. And It's gonna be good.
Yeah. I think too is mentioning, it's worth mentioning that it's okay if some things, one, it's okay to fall out of joy, if that makes sense. So like, there might be some things that used to bring you joy, and as we age or our seasons of life change or anything like that, we might realize that, you know, this actually doesn't bring me joy anymore, and that's okay. I think with, and who knows, like later down the road, it could circle back and it's something that we can get joy from again. But I think it's also okay to let go of some things that are no longer serving a purpose for you and not feel guilty about that. And to just know like, hey, this wasn't for me. It's not for me anymore, and not feel guilty that, oh, I've been doing this for X amount of years, or I don't understand how this can make me feel this way when I used to be so happy. Like we change, you know, we change, we go through these seasons, and it doesn't mean that it can't come back.
I have a really close friend of mine, and I'm not giving any names or details, but I'm so proud of her because she has just gone out of a long-term relationship, and she is concentrating on finding who she is again without her partner.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of her because I can't imagine how much it takes to try to find like her joy in such a dark time.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that, I mean, not diving down this like super crazy political hole of life, but I think especially like for anybody listening, especially during this time and this climate that we're in right now, like politically, like, it's almost like every day you wake up overwhelmed because you're nervous or you're on edge or you're like, well, what news am I about to hear today? Like, what's about to happen? And it's trying to come back to, like, grounding yourself and still trying to find something in that day that brings you joy.
Which comes back to the mindfulness we talked about. Like, it wouldn't hurt to just write down one thing that you were grateful for in the day, to look for that one positive, even if everything else was terrible, to find that one thing that made you smile a little, that made your heart happy, just what brought you joy. Any little thing in the darkness of a day can really help.
Yes. And I think that's great. Have you been doing that?
Do I have to say?
Hypocrite. No.
We've talked about this before. We are so good at giving advice. We don't take our own, and we really need to.
We are our biggest enemies.
No, but I will. Like, I'll do it right now. I am grateful for the fun afternoon I had with my kids today, and we sang happy birthday to Keegan, even though his birthday was Friday, because we had snow and I wasn't going out to get a cake on his birthday. But like, that was one thing today that brought me joy, was seeing him scared of his birthday candles and not wanting to blow them out, which I have a video of, so I'll make sure to send it to you, Caitlin.
Oh, what did I do today? Yo, I've been cooking in the kitchen.
I was going to say, you talk to me. No,
I've been
you do that every day.
I do. I've been cooking in the kitchen, and I am in my crock pot era. I'm in my crock pot era. But I've also been, so I got these like aesthetic looking plates, right? And I've just been taking pictures too, because I was like, you know, maybe I'll do like one of those like, what, February recaps or something. So, because I told you guys from the jump, like 2025, I don't have goals. I just have intentions, right? So like, I'm trying to be intentional with what I'm putting into my body with food. And what I'm like, how I'm moving my body, XYZ. So I've been eating good and healthy, good and healthy, but I've been cooking my meals. And so today I was meal prepping for my week, because I had my busy week of work coming up. So I was meal prepping for my week, and I put some chicken in the crock pot, Had that for lunch with some spaghetti squash. Ooh, ooh. Mm. Then for dinner, I had some shrimp, some broccoli and cauliflower, some avocado. Oh, I am cooking. I'm telling you, I am going to be the real deal. I made some pan-seared tuna the other day, but if anyone has tips of doing it better, because it really truly wasn't pan-seared. It was like fully cooked through because I just get nervous, right, about it not being fully cooked, even though like all the things online I'm reading, it's like pan-seared, you just do this and this and blah, right? And I'm just like, I see the pink! And I'm like, I'm like, it must be cooked. So if anyone has any tips on pan-seared tuna, I'll take it. But so I've just been actually finding like just so much happiness in the kitchen as well, which is like finding new recipes, and that's been really fun. Like I'm in this new growing era of just like doing stuff for me and only me. And I feel like there's been so many times I've just put myself so out there for other people, and it hasn't been reciprocated. So it's like, why do I keep doing this? And then I'm left hurt or heartbroken or doing this stuff. And it's like, why, you know? So
I. Well, that's the quote I gave you last week is, why do I continue to jump over oceans for people when they wouldn't even step over a puddle for me?
Right. Exactly. So, does not pertain to any of my friends, y'all real ones. But, but definitely I'm finding, you know, the saying like, oh, find joy in the little things, right? Mm-hmm. It really
is. You really have to.
Yeah.
Like, especially really, in our world today, like you have to find the joy in the sometimes the smallest little things.
Right.
And it's like Horton Hears a Who, the little speck on the flower.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't remember that, but you probably watched that recently.
Yeah, of course I have.
You probably watched that recently.
I love a good Dr. Seuss movie, all right?
We all do.
Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah.
You can learn the Grinch. You know the Grinch is...
But the new animated Grinch is really good. I like it.
It is good.
I say new. It was actually like 2018, I think. So not really that new, but it feels new to me because I wasn't able to watch it without the streaming services. Now I got them. But yeah, you're right. You know why you really do have to find your happiness and your joy and however you want to phrase it in those little small things. And Ivan, it's funny because, you know, someone just asked like, oh, well, what do you do on your free time? And I was like, well, I'm currently trying to get certified for spinning. And they're like, that's what you do. That's fun. I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm in it, bro. Prepare to be sick of me. When I get this spin certification, I'm going crazy. Did I just get too loud? I'm still the same distance away from the mic.
We're having technical difficulties with Caitlin's mic tonight. She goes from whispering to screaming.
Prepare to be sick of me. But no, prepare to be sick of me because I'm about to get this spinning certification. And boy, I'm going to be thrilled about it. I'm going to be smiling the entire time. I already smile at most of my spin classes. I look like this weirdo in the corner just smiling, right? And, but I expose myself because I just put myself on my stories of how I look in spin classes anyways. And I'm like, this is what you get. Yep. So
tomato face and all.
Right. Oh, yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. I have exciting things that I'm just looking forward to. And this podcast is one of them. And
I'm like, it is hard to think right now just because 2024 was so long and hard for us that 2025 might be the year. Like, we have our podcast.
Why are you going to say that?
Oh, yeah. We don't speak things into the universe. I forgot. Okay, 2025.
We always speak. Well, no, we can speak good things in the universe, but sometimes I just get, like, nervous. No, like, you know, we said that in 2024, and next thing you know, the same month.
2024. And even 2025 is still off to a rocky start. I saw something the other day that was funny. It was like 2025 starts in February. January is just the trial, the free trial month.
For real. And I was like, how are we planning the rest of this year?
But like, we started 2025 out with this, our podcast, and we love talking to everybody. And I'm going back to work, and you're finding joy in things that you haven't done in a while. And we just hit the beginning of February. So
we thrive.
You're going to see me in a couple weeks in person.
That's right. We out here thriving.
Couple of our episodes will be done together in the same room.
Yay. With or without kids, who to be determined.
To be determined. They might be screaming in the background while Paw Paw is chasing them around.
In my one bedroom apartment with concrete floors.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, anyways.
But again, unscripted, this is our life.
Exactly. This is it. But, well, I hope, we both hope that we have brought you a little bit of joy listening to this episode and our shenanigans and our laughs. But I always close out my fitness classes with saying, literally I do, in all my fitness classes, I say to my participants, as we're ending, I say, I hope you do something that brings you joy today. And it's the same here. I hope you guys do something that brings you joy every day, even if it's just one little thing, even if it's the only thing that sparks a smile on your face or gets you a little happy in that day. We all need something. I think we all need that, especially, like I said, in today's climate, and especially if we're going through something, right? So we are extremely grateful to have you guys here on episode 5 with us. And
yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in.
And we hope that you do something that brings you joy.
Have a great week, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.